Time now for your comments. Earlier this week, we heard from cardiologists about the changes in government payments. Well, Dr. Charles Dennis of Moorestown, New Jersey, added this perspective. As I race to the hospital to perform an emergency angioplasty on a patient in the midst of a severe heart attack, I listened to Joanne Silberner's piece on cutbacks in Medicare payments for cardiovascular procedures. The $818 fee Medicare will pay for the 3 hours I spent in the hospital performing the angioplasty, admitting the patient, writing the orders, and speaking with the family will also cover the 6 telephone calls I received from the nursing staff through the night as I managed various complications the patient suffered as a result of waiting nearly 4 hours before coming to the hospital.
And Dr. Dennis goes on, more than half of that fee will eventually flow to the office staff my group employs, and the equipment, rent, utilities, malpractice insurance, and other expenses associated with a contemporary cardiology practice. The $370 that will eventually reach my paycheck rewards me for 15 years of education and training beyond high school, $100,000 of educational debt in today's dollars, 10 days of 24/7 call each month, and the opportunity to stand in the cardiac catheterization laboratory with acutely ill patients in the midst of a heart attack, hoping that I can save them. Dr. Dennis concludes, I truly love taking care of critical patients. I simply wonder why Medicare has decided that I will be paid 30 to 40% less for my care in the coming months.
We also had many letters concerning our remembrance of actor Peter Graves, who died earlier this week, in particular what some listeners viewed as a glaring oversight. Terry Sandusky writes from Mapleton, Maine, I would like to remind everyone that there are many of us who clearly remember him from the 50s and the Saturday morning Western Fury. The show ran from 1955 to 1960, and he was the Western equivalent to Ozzie Nelson, Robert Young of Father Knows Best, and Hugh Beaumont of Leave It to Beaver. Even though I was a middle school youngster, Peter Graves always reminded me of simplicity, of being honest and steadfast with your family and neighbors. He will be missed.
And Linda Newsom of Kennesaw, Georgia adds this, my sister and I faithfully watched Fury each week. I think she liked the sun and I liked the horse. Well, another show that we neglected to mention Graves starred in was a Western set in Australia called Whiplash.
Whiplash, whiplash, whiplash.
Well, if you think we need to be lashed or lauded, go to npr.org and go to the bottom of the page and click on Contact Us to send us a note.
The only lower gun, the only shelter wild bush, whiplash, whiplash.
This is NPR.